Rashi and some Gilman and Aleph Hanochen Zelazo, which is about halfway down the page. They deal with it in a pleasant way, that they one shalom from the other. I think we did these Rashi's. Yeah, remember that we did. I mean, Yomer Lamatasa Shar Mitzvah, we did Makshivim, we did Gaganim Chaber, Makshivim Barach Dodi, we did Nagilim, we did Tursa. Yeah, we did that one also, I think. Gadol HaMalva. Rashi, Gadol HaMalva, Fish Ein Ha'oni Boish B'Dover. Person lends money that's greater than giving stalker because the owner is not embarrassed to take a loan opposed to that stalker. Matalakis, person is even better. Most, he gives him money, Maloy, and merchandise. He's stalker Bohen to make profits on. The Masasara, and they divide the profits. You're basically giving him a job. It's even better than a loan. You're giving him merchandise to sell, and he does the work of selling it, and you split the profits. The reason why these two here is because these are all statements of Rabbi Abba in the name of Reish Lakish. If you have an option of being with a Talmid Chacham who is a Noikim and a Tikkun Nachash, stay with him because you'll learn from him. And I'm worried to the chassid. I'll tell him shkunasa. Sheino yodei b'dikduke mitzvus. He doesn't know how to do mitzvus properly. Vein chassidusa is shalim. So his chassidus is not pure. So if you'll learn b'melo, you'll end up learning mistakenly from his false perception of right and wrong. Menei chassid. A person is megadol kelav ra. Shein v'nich. Who aniim lo b'pischek. He doesn't allow the niim to come to the door. So it says lamas, which is Caleb, the Hanu Caleb, is Mireo Chosid. He's removing, he's limiting from his friend Chesed. Mireo Mineo Chesed. He's limiting Chesed. Rabbi God will exceed Mineo. It doesn't say the word Mineo in the pasuk. This is Mireo Chosid. In Melim Mashma, it's obvious that's what it means. She called Teva, she Roshem Mem, Mishameshes Natilahi. Mem means to take from. Kamoi by Yikach Miyodam, he took from their hand. Of the game, Meir Tzoy. Which is the story, a woman went to somebody to bake, left his Isa Shehishal Balabaistan, or the Balabais lent out his oven, and she went to bake her dough. So he said, don't worry, so the dog barked, and he told her, Shkili Nive, Natulis Dalat Shinov Shunoshapahen, the canine teeth, which he bites with, have been removed. And Shkili Tufre, Natula support of Milisra, it can't scratch because its nails have been removed. So she told him back, Shkula Natula Tevoscho Matelas Alakotim, your chesed over here is sitting on the thorns. That which you're now trying to be menachemi is thrown to the thorns because it didn't help. Too late. My machzik toiv hagir bilas. So the idea of a machzik toiv zachos toiv is you feel gratitude. Ad kan the pasuk says ad. Till is the Yitzhara talking. And you should know that the person who's going to judge you for it is the Yitzhara. I can't tell you. It says, Smach, B'talmudcha, enjoy your learning. Lomid, Misimcha, Umitav Lev. You should learn in a way that you're enjoying it. B'holch, B'darche, Libcha. You should understand. You should make sure that you understand it. And the last part is we come by the Masim Tavim. Bedaki, I'll call Eva. I'll call Marshall. Lamadet Sosef Chalitin Esedinim Lo Tekayim. But the version will judge you if you do not apply it. Lamais. So Misha says, Biris is Tahara, and you got to be Yotzei by Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Biris Zu Etzada. Biris is an Etzada, it's a arm bracelet. like an upper arm, they would wear like a band around the arm. Most of Rav Yosef says, can't be. Biris Zahara. V'yetzibah b'shabbos. Biris is Torah, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Now, v'ilu etzada t'mayahi. Etzada is something which is a mishamish to the body. So, one of the examples that it says by Maisa Midyan, there was that an etzada was tameh. So, Hachikam, this is what Rabbi Huda meant to say. Biris tachas etzada emeris. That a biris functions the same way that the etzada functions on the upper arm. It goes around the upper arm, so the biris goes around the upper leg. The reason why it's the harab, because the reason why she would wear it there, it's not a tachshit. It's in a place which is not, can't function as a tachshit. It's covered. So its function over there is to hold the socks up. So it has a din of tabos hakelim. It's mishabish the kli. So it's tahara. Yosef Rabban Ravuna Kameda Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah become a nam name. Thereby Rabbi Yirmiyah was dozing. Yosef Rabban Bekomer. So the Talmidim were sitting and talking, and the Rebbe was dozing off, and the Rebbe's going to wake up when they say something that doesn't make any sense and yell at them. Okay, so Bekomer Biris Ba'achas Kabbalim B'shtayim. Now, as the Mishnah said, spoke about Biris and Kabbalim. So Biris is, it's worn on one leg, and Kabbalim is worn on both legs. So Amalei Rav Huna, no, Elu B'shtayim. So both Biris and Kabbalim are worn on two legs. So what's the difference? So what's the difference between Biris and Kabbalim? Umatilim Shashelish Beinayan Menasu Kabbalim Mishashelish Shaboy Mashri Leiman. So Biris is this thing which is worn like a band around the top of the stocking, to hold the stocking up. If a woman would have a problem with her walking, so they say, great, you know, she has this band being worn around leg one and leg two, let's put like a chain between the two of them and we'll help her with her walking. And she, sometimes they would have a problem that she would walk, her steps would be too long and it would damage parts of her body. So her psulim. So this way she would have this chain there to keep her steps a little shorter. So now already they're functioning not as being mishamish the stockings, all the stockings up there, being mishamish the woman directly. So the chain which is there makes it into a kli. Okay. So, how do you know that Mashmir Kol B'Kli Matkes makes it Tameh? Shenemar Kol Dibur Shayaber Ba'Eish Afil Dibur B'Mashma. Even just making sound is considered enough to make it a Kli. So you're telling me that that idea of using the chain is like a similar level of making sound. The Mora says, "Bishlam Hashem." Well, the Mora doesn't know that the purpose is that to rein in her the length of her stride yet. So the Mora is saying, "Well, the idea of having a chain there—that's very nice. So that's what exactly does it do? It makes some sound. So that's not fair." The Mora says, "Bishlam Hashem Kaboy Le the Kavod Ma'isa Hachem My Ma'isa Kavod." I mean, it does make some sound, but it's not the purpose for the sound. Over there, it accomplished something to make it, you wanted to make the sound. That's what it was supposed to function. The bell was supposed to function in making sound. Here is doing something. There was one family which the girls would take very long strides. Would rip out the psulim, asalim kavolim. They put these kavolim etilu shashelas beneyim shloiy b'sasein kasses, and lo hoybus l'sayin nushrus. So this reigned in their stride, and didn't have this problem anymore. Sisu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up. Amlo yiyasher. That's a good shot. Yeshakayach. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned also. Zagrash etzada shalsvaya. So he thought it meant like an armband. So he says, "V'elo etzada to meyah he tuxi b'masi midyan etzada b'tzamid." So etzada was one of the items of jewelry which are listed in the pasuk. See, tiskato atem ushvichem, you and that which you've taken booty have to be put through a tahara process. Apparently, it's tame except stuma. The tachas etzada. The same way that tzada is on the upper arm, emetis. So this is placed b'shoik on the upper leg. The hachzik bati shokat to hold up the stockings. Shal yipel, they shouldn't fall down. Your shokat, which would then reveal part of her, part of her body would be revealed. Hilo tahara. So why are they tahara? The lav lenoihu. It's not as an adornment for her. It's not being mishamish directly. When mishamish the kli, dumin tabos hakelim, dumrinan bepirkan deliel the taharim. A kli which is mishamish, another kli, so it's a secondary type of a kli that's not mekabeltum. She can wear them on Shabbos. It's tzarich labishahi, because it's part of the they help with her clothing, so they don't function as an adornment. They function as part of the clothing. And she won't take it off to show because that would reveal her leg. So he thought biris b'achas mishukah and kavolim is b'shtayim. So she wears one; it's called a biris, and it's mutter. She wears two; it's called kavolim, and it's awesome. She said, what makes it, no, both are with two. The difference is the chain. It raises a question. But to me, the Tani Kavolim Tameim, why are they Tomei? Just the chain is going to make it into a Kli. Hitema Kirvishmo, Kirvishmo Barachmeni, Mashmir Kobo Klimatus, British Pirkin. So it makes it sound, it's Makabal Tumba. So over here, the it has all it is just the sound. There's no, it's not used to make sound. Some more answers to the story. It's coming to in some way to help the person. Well, tashmish kli, it's not just there to hold up the stockings. The kamal tumah should therefore be reason not to be kamal tumah. So they made it with this chain. Ben Yosin Ben, why can't she wear it on Shabbos? Tilma Shalfa L'Shalshelis, she shows off. U'machre, L'Chishok L'Shalshelis, L'Megal Yoshukah Shrei Biris B'Mekai Mermedes. See, if you take off the Biris, you're afraid that the stockings will fall, and that'll reveal her leg. So she's not going to do. Here, the Biris stays in place, just the chain between the two of them is removed. The chain, I guess she'll find a way to reach in and take it out, take it off without revealing herself. But she's not endangering and revealing any part of her body because the garter which holds up the top of the stocking still stays in place. Rabbi says is what he heard from his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So the more ki also Rabbi Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Dimi called the name Rabbi Yochanan. Menayin la'orig kol shehu shu tamei. How do you know that something which is woven, even just a minimal amount of a woven item, has a din of mekabel tumah? Mitzitz, you learn from the tzitz. Over there, Abaya. Abaya says, mitzitz, orig who? Mitzitz wasn't orig. But Tanya, tzitz is kimintash azov, it was like a metal plate of gold. Verechiv shei etzbos, it was two finger breadths wide. Book of me, Oizen Oizen. And it went from one ear to the other, across the forehead, because of a love. Beishitim, it was written in two lines, Yud Hei Lamala. The Shem of Hashem, the Yud and then the Hei, the full Shem of Hashem on top. And the Kaddish and the Lamed, Kaddish Lashem, to the word Kaddish and the Lamed, are written Lamat. Over Rebbe, Eliezer Rebbe, you see? I saw it be Romi, because of Kaddish Hashem Bishitachas, it's written in one line, not two lines. At some point in time, was in Rome, and he saw the booty which they'd taken from the Mikdash, they saw the tzitz. So it wasn't woven. The verse says, Kisolak Rabdimi Lun Hador. When Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, so he said this over in let's say Pupadisa. He then continued on to Nehardo. When he got to Nehardo, he sent a message. He said, "The word Shemar to Lachem Tos Hem Biyari." What I said was incorrect, was a mistake. Biram, however, Kach Omru Mishum Rabbi Yechon. This is what they had quoted in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Was Minayin L'Tachshit Kol Shehu Shehu Tameh. How do we know that even a minimal sized Tachshit is Mekabel Tumah? Mitzitz. We learn from the Tzitz. And when I already call Shushu Tome, I don't know something which is minimally a small item which is woven is Tome. That you learn out from Me'oi Beged, the extra Oi, the Tirarba. Even this minimal size item. I think the whole phrase "oh, beggar" is extra. Tzirashi, mitzitz, shudaber muwe. It was small. No, im tashite kain was one of the tashitim of the kain. Yud hei lamala kedush lamed is milamato. Karmer Hashem sholim b'shita elyana. Hashem's name is an upper leg, a full name. The Kaddish Lamed, the word Kaddish, and the letter Lamed, Mishita Tatana, Shalahakim Shaosius, the Malamin Hashem. You don't want to put the phrase Kaddish La above Hashem's name. Yachash Hashem Shitim Hokes, it was two rows. You put Hashem's name on top. Rabbeinu Alevi Shem Kaddish Lashem in the Mata, he has the gist of the Lamed being on top, I think. So it reads, it looks like it reads from top to bottom, Lashem Kaddish. We read it Kaddish Lashem. Rav Lezer Biyosi said, and he reads it, but Rami Shnichlis Leitzer, Hamelach Lito Masha, Yirtzim, Mesechus Mila, Bemaisa Mentalmion. He was able to go into the king's treasure house to take a reward. I don't recall the Maisa. So he saw Rav Dimin Lerndo, Chosu by Mimash, Amr Tzitz, Oriku. He accepted that he made a mistake. And he said, you learn how Tzitz to a metal item. And may I beg it, so the phrase I beg it is rebuyu who demar come to something. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Orig Kol Shehu is Tomei. Even the minimal amount of Orig is Mekabel Tumah. The Tachshit Kol Shehu is Tomei. The Tachshit minimal size is Tomei. Orig B'Tachshit is partially woven and partially a Tachshit of metal. Kol Shehu is Tomei. Any size is Tomei. Okay. Moisef sag ala beged shetamim mishum orik. Sag has Moore's going to talk about that. There's something out of sackcloth. It's not a regular beged. It's not worn as a beged, but it's since it's woven, it's still makabel tuma al tadin of orik. Okay, Amar Rava. Yes. The halacha is that certain types of items of mekabel tuma, they have to be a certain size. So we're saying that something which is made out of metal, even though it's a very minimal size, it still can accept tuma, even though, let's say, had it been made out of leather, there'd be a minimal size that it has to be. But it's made out of metal, so it's mekabel tuma any size. Then we're saying that there's a concept of something which is orig, which is it's not a regular beged, but it's woven and made into an item that way. So that also can be makabel tuma with a minimal amount of a size. But in general, we have the idea of, that it comes to a beged. There's a shear of two, three, has to be three etzbos by three etzbos, has to be three fingered breaths by three fingers.
The size is not the issue.
Where are you reading? So the more to talk about that. We didn't explain that. Yeah, the medicine board, some of Dalman out. That's the next piece. So I left that unclear because we'll get to it in a second. Okay. Amar Rava, Orig Kol Shehu is Tamei Me'oy Beged. Tachshit Kol Shehu Tamei Mitzitz. So we learn out Orig from the word Oy Beged. We learn out Tachshit from the Tzitz. Orig with Tachshit Kol Shehu, that it's made partially of one and partially of the other, is Tamei. It says Mikol Kli Masa. Anything which functions, that's enough to be Mekabel Tuma. Amalei Humir Mirabana. So one of the Tamidim asked Rava, the Rava, Hubim Midyan Ksiv. So that case was a case of tuma, of accepting tuma from a mace, and maybe you cannot learn out from tuma's mace to share, let's say, other types of tumas, because in general the Torah is more machmer by tuma's mace. Amalei gomer kli mihosav. It says the word kli by mace. It says the word kli by sherets. We'll learn out one from the other. Zok Rashi. Orig v'tachshit kol shehu, chetz of orig v'chetz of tachshit, it's partially woven and partially metal. Shena orig, which is not woven, kulo havi kol shehu, the whole thing together is small. Kamer dover katan, kol shehu doesn't mean amish. Kol shehu means a small size. Meshesak al vegan, but dover zeh shesak tamim shem orig. Look at one before us, that sak has the advantage that it can accept tumah through the process of being orig more than a vegan. The more is going to talk about what that means. Chabumir, you can see, gabi tumas mace. The sherets be mace loyal, but be counted out from mace to sherets. Why lahachmer the malam mace shekain tumas chamur? Because in general the Torah is more machar by tumas mace. That's maybe only a lacha by tumas mace, but it's not no raya to tumas sherets. He says you learn kli Bishwatsim Ksiv Kol Kli Asher Yaseh Malacha. And it says by Kli Midyan, it says the word Kli. So it's Xer Yashav Kli Kli. The Krashi Mikufei the Kroah, the Shwatsim Lemotzi Yolif, the Asher Yaseh Malacha Lav Kli Tashet Mashm. So maybe learn out from over here. It says Kol Kli Masa. So over there, Kli means anything which is made. Over there, means anything which does. So anything which does, the Tashet doesn't do. Over there it says anything which was made through a Maisa, so it meets that criteria. And then you make a Gzera Shava, fine. So it says, Maisa Tzaka Lebegit Shatami B'Shemori. So Tzaka has an advantage over Rebegit, that Tzaka can become a Tuma due to the fact that it's woven. The Mor says, Otu Begit Lav Oriku, a Begit is not woven. So Mor says, Hafi Toma, this is what it means to say. Moisim stakal abegad alpha pish enoi orig is tome. I'm not sure exactly what that means. It's not woven. Rashi seems to say that there's like a thick weave and there's like a thinner weave. It's not like a, it's not, that doesn't function as a weave anymore. So you would make like just like three. It wasn't. I'll see in a second. The Maichazi. So what would you, if it's not woven? What do you mean? So what could you use it for? So Amar Rav Yochanan Shekein Oni Kaleya Sholosh Neiman. He sort of like braids. Thank you. Three threads of this sackcloth together, and he puts it around his daughter's neck, and that becomes a kli tashet. So there's a special halacha that's considered orig in the sense that the braiding together is the equivalent of making it into it's an orig. Well, it, really, it's like tavui. It's like making it a thread. So you don't need orig mamish. So that's the chiddush over here of sack. That was something which would be makamal tuma. It has a certain thickness to it, etc., which allow this to be considered significant. Whereas a beggar that would not be considered significant. Okay. Tanur sak says the pasuk sak. Only a sak. I only know made out of sak. Sak was made out of what they used for sackcloth was the goats, as opposed to the sheep, which you had leather. You take the hair from goats, and it was a thicker, more wiry type of fiber, and you make sackcloth out of it. In the Lasak, Menayin the Rabbis, as a Kilkali, as a Chavak. They translate Kilkali? Okay. So Chavak Rashi says it was also this type of a rope that you would braid, and it was worn around the stomach. It was worn around the stomach of the animal to hold the saddle in place. So that's where the chavak is.
One is around the neck, one is around the belly.
Okay, it's fine. So this is not sackcloth, but this is this idea of this woven, this braided thing. Tamalama oisak, so you remember on the word oisak, even just the braid is enough. Yochoshani marba is a chavolim besamashichas. So once you remember that, so you must remember any rope. Tamalama sack. So it has to be like a sock. Ma sock tavi v'orig. I've called tavi v'orig. So it has to be tavi, which is first you make it into a thread, and then Orig, then you're going to braid it together. Apparently, when you make the ropes, that's not how you do it. That's by that post is not written by Mace, it's written by Sheretz, I guess. We call Kli Or, Chomasa Izim, Tiskato. Is anything made out of Izim? The rabbis like Kilkali, but the Chabak, that Marbet, even the case of the Kilkali and the Chabak, from the word called Kli Mas, Chomasa Izim. Yochel Sheni Marbet, the Chabolim is a Mashiach. Maybe by Tumas Mace, you should Marbet even the rope, because they're also made out of Izim. The Dinhu. And it makes it, Moore says, well, that's, it makes sense we should not be marbet, because Timur B'Sheretz is a Timur B'Meis. We have a Mamet Zidu, it says the Timur B'Sheretz is Timur B'Meis. You know, let's hold this for tomorrow.